Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
We do that based on our own deal experience from the past kind of 25 years. It's not enough to just know the investor. You should also know the person on the other side of the table.
How great would it be to buy a piece of institutional quality income producing commercial buildings? Well, now you can with Building Bits. It's not a REIT or a fund. Building Bits is a new platform for non-accredited investors where virtually anyone, regardless of income, can select a building lease to a major corporation with a guaranteed long-term lease. You can now invest in the same quality assets which have previously only been available to institutions and wealthy individuals. Once you choose your building on buildingbits.com, you can invest as little as $500 and receive your share of the rents while Building Bits' team of real estate pros handles all the management aspects of the building. For the first time, the big corporations in America can actually start paying you. And when the building is sold in the future, the potential appreciation is redistributed to everyone, so you don't just get the rental income, but also share in the upside. Best of all, since these securities are SEC qualified, they are freely tradable immediately. The $500 minimum with no upfront fees is available for a limited time. There are great properties available nationwide with major tenants, so don't wait. Go to buybits.us today and pick your property before they're all sold out of their current inventory. That's buybits.us. That's buy, B-U-Y, bits, B-I-T-S, .us. The SEC offering circular is available at buildingbits.com. Best ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the best real estate investing advice ever show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. And first off, I hope you're having a best ever weekend because today is Saturday. We got a special segment for you called Situation Saturday. And here's the situation. You are learning about self-directed IRAs and alternative IRAs versus normal IRAs, and you don't know what to do because you need to have more information. And fortunately, we have the founder and CEO of Alto IRA, Eric Satz, on the show, and he's going to talk to us about how alternative IRA is different from a normal IRA. So first off, how you doing, Eric?
I'm fantastic, Joe. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, my pleasure. And a little bit more about Eric. His mission is to make 21st century investment opportunities available to everyone, not just accredited investors based in Nashville, Tennessee. So before we get into alternative IRA versus normal IRAs, Eric, would you mind just telling us a little bit more about yourself and what you're currently focused on?
Yeah, absolutely. So as you've already said, I'm the founder and CEO of Alto IRA, and I kind of got here in what I consider to be a typical entrepreneurial fashion. I had a problem myself. I solved it. I didn't like the solution that was available in the marketplace. So I went about creating what I hope is a better one for everybody else out there so that everyone can benefit from it.
And what was the problem you had?
The problem was trying to use my IRA savings to invest in what we call an alternative asset. So an alternative asset is a non-publicly traded security. So you can't go to the New York Stock Exchange, you can't go to NASDAQ to buy it. It's not a public equity or a public bond. It's something like real estate or a private company. So about 4 years ago, I took some IRA savings and I invested in a private company. And the process of doing so was overly burdensome, overly expensive, and a huge time sink. But I really wanted to make that investment, so I did. I then made two more using two other custodians, had the exact same experience, at which point I went about trying to figure out whether or not this was a problem that only I was experiencing or whether there were more people who had the same issue. So it turns out you've got $30 trillion sitting in retirement savings, less than 1% invested in alternative assets like real estate. And that seemed like a really, really low number to me. So
$30 trillion
with a T in that's retirement savings. Huh. Yeah, that's what we call a big market opportunity. Right? Yeah. So $30 trillion seemed like an opportunity worth addressing with a more elegant solution. And by more elegant, I mean technology-centric, customer-centric, user-friendly, scalable, and cost-effective.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what did you create? Let's talk about that first.
Sure. So Alto IRA is a technology platform that does for alternative IRA investing what you may think of as TurboTax having done for self-filers, right? Alternative investing using your IRA up until now had been really a people and paper burdensome process, too confusing for most people, too expensive for most people. So by employing technology, ripping really the people and paper out of the process, asking one question at a time, and then based on the answer that's provided, providing another question, we're able to simplify the workflow, move through one step at a time, and help you get to the end of the process in a way that is not time burdensome, is not too complicated, and is cost effective for you, the average person like me, to go ahead and make this type of investment.
Okay, so your company is an IRA custodian and your differentiating feature within that realm, and feel free to correct me once I'm done because I might need to be corrected. Your differentiating feature within that realm is that you make it simpler than your competition to go through the process to actually make your retirement account self-directed. Is that accurate?
It's close. So let's talk about the differences actually between an IRA account that you may have at a company like Fidelity or Schwab or TD Ameritrade or something like that, and an IRA account that you have at Alto IRA. So at the big broker dealers, they give you a basket of goods, let's call it public companies, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, index funds. They say, hey, you can invest in whatever you want to invest in as long as it's on this list, okay? What we do at Alto IRA is say, you can invest in whatever it is you want, so long as it's not what's called a prohibited transaction. And a prohibited transaction actually says what you cannot invest in using your IRA. And it's actually a fairly limited list. And those prohibited transactions tend to focus on the fact that you can't invest in a second home, unfortunately, although you can invest in a commercial property or real estate or residential real estate that you keep for rental income, but not for personal use. You cannot invest in hobbies like race cars or antique cars or show horses or Persian rugs, things like that. And then you cannot invest in companies that are owned or controlled by your direct ancestors and descendants. So nothing that your kids own or control, nothing that your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents own or control. But everything else is pretty much fair game. So that's the difference between an IRA account at Alto and an IRA account at a traditional broker-dealer. The tax implications and consequences are all the same.
Yep, but that's not a differentiating feature for your company. That's just different for a regular IRA versus a self-directed IRA.
So that's correct. So getting back to why use Alto versus some other self-directed IRA custodian, the answer is exactly what we were talking about before, which is the technology that we've put in place to simplify the process, make it very quick and easy. It's all online. It's all digital. And we're also the least expensive provider in the marketplace.
Wow.
So better, faster, cheaper.
Better, faster, cheaper. Yes, please. So walk us through the process. I have a retirement account with Fidelity, and I have identified an opportunity that I want to invest in. Therefore, I need a self-directed IRA or an alternative IRA. From the point of me realizing I want to invest in something, but I don't have something set up, all the way to It's fully funded. I've wiped my hands clean of it, and now I'm set up. What is that process?
So I'm going to walk you through the example of actually investing in a private company, if that's okay.
Sure, perfect.
It's just cleaner than real estate.
Well, can we do real estate? Because this is a real estate podcast, and basically 95% of people who have a retirement account who make it self-directed, they're going to be investing in real estate. So that would be more applicable.
So I'll disagree with you on the 95%, but I'm happy to walk you through a real estate example.
Well, I would say 95% of people who are listening to a real estate podcast are going to be investing in real estate versus an alternative.
I see.
I'm talking about my audience.
Got it. Sure. Now I have a question for you. Is the majority of the audience, are they buying properties outright, or are they just looking for exposure to real estate?
Investing passively in a deal.
Investing passively in a deal. Okay. Do you know if oftentimes that deal is wrapped inside, say, an LLC?
Sure.
Okay. So here's the way it would work then. And we're going from you don't yet have an Alto account to funding and done and collecting the checks.
Perfect.
So you go to altoira.com. You're going to sign up as an investor. You're going to give us some personal information so that we can run what's called the Know Your Customer and anti-money laundering checks. All of this happens in the background, and it does not affect your credit score or credit rating. When you're approved, we will ask you to go ahead and transfer assets, in this case cash, from an existing IRA account over to Alto. The way you do that is you fill out the transfer of asset form, which is all done online at Alto. We walk you through it. The one piece of information that we'll need from you by the time you've gone through and created your Alto account is the account number from the account you're transferring from. So in this case, we were talking about moving money from Fidelity. So we'll ask you for your Fidelity account. Then you'll initial the amount that you're asking to have transferred to Alto, and then you'll sign that document electronically. We'll then ask you to upload a couple summary pages from your Fidelity account statement. This is so that Fidelity knows that this is actually you that is asking for the transfer of cash from your Fidelity account to your new Alto account. Once you have uploaded that document and you've already signed the transfer of asset form, our system takes over and it will then execute the transfer of asset process. Along the way, you'll get notifications from the Alto platform which says, hey, we've initiated your wire. Your wire's been confirmed. The money has come back and we have received it, things like that. So you know every step along the way what's happening. Once you have the money, although I will tell you, you don't have to wait for the money to be in the account. You can go forward and click on, in the upper right-hand corner, you can click on the button which says make an investment. And in this particular real estate example where the real estate itself is being held in an LLC, you're going to click that you want to make an investment in a company or fund. And we say a company or fund because in this case, an LLC, a limited liability company, is in fact a company, even though the assets holding is real estate. So you'll say, I want to make an investment in a company, and we're going to assume for a second that somebody else is controlling this limited liability company that's purchasing the real estate. So we will ask you for that name and email address of the person who is managing the acquiring entity, in this case, the LLC. Once we have that, the system will automatically invite that person to the Alto platform to put what we call the offering documents onto the system. Those offering documents can be made available to everyone who is investing in the LLC. So you'll then get a notification as the investor that your counterparty has uploaded the offering documents. They're there for you to review. After you've reviewed them, you sign off on them. You provide us with your direction of investment, which says that you've reviewed the docs, you want to go ahead and make the investment, and here's the amount of the investment you're making. Once you've done that, you're done. We send the money to the LLC. And then you start collecting, hopefully, big fat checks with distributions related to income from that property.
Very detailed. Thank you for that. That's very helpful to go through the step-by-step process. And
my pleasure.
That's great. You mentioned that you all are the cheapest. Just from a positioning standpoint, so as you're building the company, you're the founder and CEO, as you're building the company, why position your company as the cheapest option versus putting more of a premium on your service?
Because the real purpose to the company is to make sure that any American who wants to retire is in a position to retire when they reach retirement age. And we're just not going to get there if all we're doing is investing in mutual funds, ETFs, and index funds. We have to have exposure to these alternative assets where we can get outsized returns. And there's enough of a wealth gap and income gap between the 1% and the rest of us at this point that it's not my goal to build a system that caters to the high net worth individual. There are plenty of people that cater to the high net worth individual. We can both serve that person as well as everybody else. And that was the goal. That's why we put technology in place, technology that scales, technology that makes it really simple and easy to use, and technology that streamlines the process such that we can charge less and still build a sustainable, profitable business. That's the goal.
What else that we haven't talked about as it relates to this that you think we should talk about before we close out?
Well, sure. In the example that we went through, the step-by-step example, I pointed out that the person who controls the LLC receives an invitation to the platform as well. And that's really unique and important to what we do because nobody else in the industry has a relationship with what we call the issuer, the recipient of funds, the company that's receiving the money. Nobody else has that. We're the only ones who do that. And we do that based on our own deal experience from the past kind of 25 years. It's not enough to just know the investor. You should also know the person on the other side of the table. And because we do have the relationship with both parties that are transacting, we're able to serve as the communication hub for all of the deal closing process. That means we've taken the heavy lifting and the burden off of the shoulders of the investor, and we've also removed it from the shoulders of the company, and we've carried it with technology in an automated fashion that creates a really smooth process for everyone involved.
How can the best ever listeners learn more about what you got going on in your company?
www.altoira.com, ALTOIRA.com.
Eric, thanks so much for being on the show, walking us through the process of how to go about it from A to Z and talking about how you've positioned your company and the reason why you built it in the first place. So thanks for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever weekend and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much, Joe.
I know some of you out there are just starting a fix and flip journey. Well, before you do, let me tell you a little bit about an opportunity where your money works for you, not you working for it. Building Bits is offering anyone, and I mean anyone, the opportunity to invest in commercial real estate and receive the dividends and value appreciation from the sale. Here's how it works. First, choose a building and invest. Second, once the building is acquired, you start to receive potential quarterly dividends. Third, once the building sells, you get the value appreciation from it. See, money working for you, not you working for the money. Start today at buybits.us/flip. The offering circular is available at buildingbits.com.